Good morning. It is March 8th, 2016. The time is 09:35 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of New York State, where I live and reside on this Tuesday morning, a day off from the day job. And we're just getting back from a walk, Max and I, as well as my son. And the audio art to this particular boo, I still call them boos. If you're on Anchor, they're called waves. Here on this program, formerly known as Audio Boo, they're called the boos. And the audio art is a picture of the willow tree that sits out there on the golf course that we see coming back, walking back on the 11th fairway. And that's over, I think that's over by hole 6, over yonder. But I like that willow tree. It's an old willow tree. I'm not sure how old it is, but I always like looking at that willow tree. I think there's two of them in there. There's one big one, I know that. But at any rate, I was going to, before leaving for the walk, there was an update on the program formerly known as Audio Boo, the Android version, that I noticed. Well, it alerted me on the phone here that the previous version was 3.8.2, which I did a test 3, 4, 5 days ago. I guess it's 5 days from what it looks like on the web page here on my account there for that particular audio. This version that I'm recording on now is version 3.8.4. When I first looked at the Google Play Store, I thought it was version 3.9, but actually what that entails, that's the rating it got. It's holding at a 3.9 star rating, I guess, is its average. Yeah, 3.9, which I would barely give it a 1.5 after the last test I did. But I've done a couple pre-tests, drafts, and listened to them back on my Android phone here, and they sound a little bit better, so they tweaked something, because my last test, where it was on version 3.8.2, and I stated it sounded like crap, our good friend at Top Gold, Bernie Goldbach, did comment saying that, I wonder if you can change the sensitivity of the mic to reduce the compression the LG Ultimate is causing when recording. Well, I don't know how to do that. I looked at it real quick, excuse me, and I couldn't find any settings. So evidently, the folks over there that are managing the program, formerly known as Audio Boo, did something, tweaked it, and they threw an update over on the Google Play Store. And it might sound a little bit better. I think it still sounds a little bassy, but I'm going to have to wait till I upload this particular test up there on the web page. And it's going to be going up through the phone, through the app, the version, the current 3.8.4 version. And see what it sounds like. Comments are welcome. As far as if you want to listen to the previous test that was done five days ago, according to the webpage here, of my audio. So getting a good cross-section of the test for this particular app. Now, will it prompt me to use it more? I'm not sure. I'm really enjoying Anchor. Of course, I've been listening to it mostly the last day or two. Haven't really been doing too many, but I'll be more apt to go use the Anchor audio app, making a wave, instead of using this program formerly known as Audio Boo, Android version, or the iOS. I have the older iOS still on the iPad mini. If I have to do an audio under 2 minutes, it's going to be on Anchor, but if it's more than 2 minutes, I'll probably end up using this particular program, if I have something to say that's more than 2 minutes long. So I just wanted to get a test in, and I just found that pretty interesting that, again, on the Google Play Store, it has a overall 3.9 rating. And I still see Phil Sorrow is forced content. If you want to listen to random podcasts, someone else thinks, okay, I'm not going to read the rest of it, but Phil Sorrow still shows up as, and he gave it a 1 star. And I think I might have put something on here. I would still give it a 1 star right now. I'm not going to bump it up unless this is it gets better, which I don't anticipate it getting any better than what it has been showing what its capability of doing. So the 3.9, that's a little warped to where, especially for the Android version. It's just Android version, and I think I stated this on the previous test, something like maybe last year at this time when I did it on my Huawei Android 4.1 or something like that, it was pretty decent. Once they got the bugs out, it was a stretch there that was, they dialed it in. And I think that's what they're doing with this particular version. They're dialing it in primarily to get it better than what it sounded before. And like I said, on the draft that I recorded and replayed and listened to with just on the phone, it sounded pretty good. And then listening to it with headphones, it sounded a lot better. I want to say a lot better. It sounded, you could tell there was a difference. And it sounds a little bit clearer. The volume range is a little bit, and that might be because of my mic, I'm not sure, on this particular phone. So if I have one of those attachable mics, I might try that if I ever get one. I'm not going to go out of my way to buy one just for this particular app, because I think this app is not being utilized to the extent it was at one time, or do I feel prompted to use it as much compared to what else is out there to utilize. So let's see what else. Oh, I got my radio show up. That's another piece of audio that I do weekly over there on Mixcloud. So I'm still enjoying doing that using the Boss Jock app on my iPad mini as far as putting that together. And I get that workflow is working really good to where when I wake up and I have all the tiles on the Boss Jock filled with the particular songs. And I guess when I first started doing the radio show, I would get done and uploading all that, and it would be like 8:30, 9 o'clock. Now I'm doing it to where once I get started, it's 35, 40 minutes for the show, and then probably after another 30 minutes, I have it up and posted on the internet. So I'm getting a little very proficient at using that. Now, coming back to this program formerly known as Audioboo, hopefully this will go up first try, no problems with posting a picture from the phone onto the particular audio, and we'll see how it sounds. So you all have a good one wherever you may be. Live life, have fun. Ciao for now, and as always, peace.